Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year is here. This is going to be an amazing new year coming on stream. And so I'm happy that the masters have orchestrated the last Tuesday of the month to be a New Year's Eve message. The energies have been really tight, integrating. So it kind of feels heavy on the feet when you're walking. Your body feels a little bit more dense than normal, and it's not from all the Christmas festivities and eating. It's just that we're beginning to integrate from the 12-12-12, the solstice, the eclipse, and now this past message that came in of the multidimensional grid systems on the December 30th message that I had posted. And so it's really about beginning the integration and preparing ourselves for what will be a very miracle and manifesting year of 2020. And I'm finding that the intuitive vibrations of the mind are starting to embrace the telepathy, and that telepathy is a new frequency that we're going to start operating in through our master soul, through our higher mind, and our supraconsciousness on a higher awareness and focusing scale for 2020. And I would just like to get a message from the masters for us today. And I welcome all of you from all over the world that have joined me today in coming on stream and getting prepared for the new year. And the master message that we'll be unveiling of what we're to do, what direction do they want us to take? And so I'd like to ask the masters to enlighten our minds with some directions or actions or activities that they would like us to work on for the new year energies of these higher crystalline vibrations of our higher master soul frequency, and how to tap into our own light codes more often so that we can follow a pathway of smooth integration and not have the up and down exhaustion or anxiety or uncertainty or heaviness as these heightened energies continue to come through us and we experience more activation throughout the upcoming year. How do we stay stabilized in preparing before the day of the activation of an eclipse or equinox? And how do we stay connected? I think that's kind of where I would like them to teach us today or guide us. And I'm just wanting to get myself a little bit more anchored here because the frequencies are coming in really strong. I've noticed for myself since being in Africa and on top of that Table Mountain and then the heightened polarizing frequency, and I've really, really connected. And so the moment that my crystal antennas go up, I seem to have an entourage of heightened vibrations that I feel on my hands and in my heart. So I'm feeling that now. So I'm going to get my feet anchored here quickly. Gather in the stillness wherever you are and get your feet anchored, your root chakra anchored if you're laying down. And these multidimensional grid systems and species of heightened frequencies of higher intelligences is moving in and around in a massive hope of oneness, my crystalline medicine wheel that encompasses Gaia and all her ley lines and grid lines wherever you are. You're being bathed by a heightened stillness. My masters of light are directing your masters of grid systems and dimensions to align on top of your crown chakra and to invoke your own crystalline column of light for protection and for integrating the higher information. Going to bathe your outer fields. Tap electricities on your fingertips. And place a crown of white light on top of your head. Yeah, God, show ya. Our light is much brighter than before. And all light crystals are transmitting on top of the crown. Into the inner heartbeats and tapping into the pineal crystal seedlings and awakening in her mind's eye. Star elders. And star beings, know all star seedlings, have been awakened on 12-12-12. Those 12 dimensional species and nations and civilizations of tribes from ancient ones beyond poured through a sacred portal and arrived on Table Mountain onto this child's inner mind, inner heart, inner being, to crystallize her as an infinite one of light codes, a light consciousness, a diamond frequential ratios that could tap into all of our vibrations into the inner mind's eye, inner ear, inner mind. Releasing lower vibrations from the back of the head. Releasing old programs of thought forms and old timelines of injustices, guilt, shame, loss, abandonment, prejudice, injustice. All is being dissolved by the light as the inner mind and the inner mind's eye catapults into the light mind of a higher consciousness, of your own higher light source, of light-coded consciousness. Ichikukurabana, amaniachi ichiruyu weatirana. You are all gathered here today in my hoop of oneness, of crystalline light quotients, of light codes of consciousness to be transmitted into all ley lines and grid lines on the planet. There are differing languages and higher vibrations that are arriving onto the crown chakras and inner mind's eyes, and a balancing vibration of codes of your own human form in your foot chakras that are housing you and balancing, connecting you into Gaia's heartbeat. Her heartbeat pulses onto your foot chakras. That same essence of warm love in the foot chakras blends into your heart chakra. Emanates higher vibrations onto the hand chakras and fingertips. Illuminations of light of a higher essence of your own soul's presence connecting to a higher soul frequency is moving through you now. And we are in oneness in this gathering. Ichi Watana, an activating pulse is within your inner heart to activate your crystalline seeds within your heart. Breathe in deeper for the light seeds within your heart are sparking an awakening pattern. The same awakening pattern shapes of pyramids, shapes of octahedrons and spheres, moving in and around your inner mind and inner heart. I am seeing and I am feeling pyramids within pyramids, within all brainwave patterns and all heart rates, amplifying of light, crystallizing of perfection, and healing and releasing, and now unleashing old waveforms of patterns and programs and routines and habits. All begins removing, dissolving, and letting go. These are layers of old timelines, of old connections, and the body is of light now. The body is crystallizing. Each yadirno and more is falling away down the back. Niyachichirno. Down the arms and down the legs, washing, clearing, dissolving. It should do anything that is unveiled to you in heaviness and old patterns, routines that you wish to release, to forget. The routine, a pattern, addiction, programs from timelines, all dissolve now in all ancestors. So your bloodline, Ichiro, is of light, crystalline, crystals of light. Emanating from the light codes on top of the head that are dripping into the inner mind's eyes for you to see the light quotients streaming through the body, creating a new crystalline vibrational body, purified and amplified all the way through the spinal column chakras, all the way through the arms and legs and joints and bones, cartilage. It is clearing the body that brings clarity to the mind so that the inner mind begins evolving of the higher mind, of higher light intelligences invoked by the light codes of your own soul code consciousness. This heightened vibration of the crystalline essence surrounds your column of light and emanates a higher vibration around your body. Breathe in the essence of this light vibration within the column of light it has created. Breathe it in. And breathe out any tightness, restrictive, lower vibration. Your old patterns, old codes of consciousness, breathe them out into your crystal-like column to be dissolved. Anchoring your feet into the diamond core heartbeat of Gaia. Feel the crystal heartbeat glistening in the bottom of your feet of your own crystal pyramid codes on the soul chakras of the foot. And those sparks that are dancing lightly on your fingertips allows you to sweep around the body more of the light crystalline frequencies into the body. Breathe it in. It should or know you are connecting to a higher essence of your own higher soul's presence now. This light-coded vibration is no longer resting on top of your head. It is seeped into the inner mind's eye and inner heart. And your polarizing heart and mind of your higher soul essence. These codes of consciousness create telepathic communication for you, your soul child, and your higher soul to connect as one in a light code vibration. All is aligning of your inner child soul to your higher soul essence. And that blending now connects you to your divine master soul's frequency. It is a telepathic vibration that is your divine soul's essence arriving now. This network of telepathy of your soul to higher soul to divine master soul essence in the realms will guide you telepathically into all of your own civilizations, networks, and grid systems. It's your core body at Shida. Feel the warmth within your inner mind and inner heart. The knowing of this alignment ignites and empowers you. And that power that is moving through your heartbeat now embraces the entire abdominal organs. Out of fear, you are releasing the fear out of the liver, spleen, bladder, kidneys, stomach, intestines. It is invoked with your power of knowing, being, and receiving. All knowledge and wisdom to walk in spirit of all of the networks of civilizations of who you are as a light soul being. Fueled by your own light codes of light consciousness. When there is any uneasiness in the body, any uncertainty of the mind's thoughts that would create fear, simply align to the light-coded consciousness that is reigning as a crown on your head of light in stillness. It seeps into your inner mind, radiates a heightened adjustment to your thought form, and dissolves lowering frequencies and vibrations to expand you back into your light soul consciousness of love, light, and harmony. When your mind begins to understand that all thought forms are created of others' thought forms, and they will be dissolved, and new outcomes will be manifested, and perceptive thought forms of telepathic waveforms of communications to perfected outcomes will be your oneness of absolute soul light consciousness. Living in the body, operating the body, and fueling the mind as a light being. And your mind will become blended of the higher vibrational consciousness codes and the higher minded soul consciousness will begin sending projections of higher frequencies throughout the chakra body, into the heart, into the hands, into the feet, and around your body in your outer aura fields, so that you can receive and consume more light vibrations and more light-coded transmissions will fill and fuel the aura and chakra body once connected. We are here today, children, to bring forward a new manner of thinking, seeing, and receiving, so that even as you listen to all voices around you and see outcomes in front of you, you will be in stillness of your inner mind's eye, accepting the higher light coded consciousness to create values of systems of intelligent grids within your inner mind, for your inner gifts and abilities will begin to flow through your bodies, through your eyes, through your hearts, through your hands, as your telepathic higher mind will be guiding and directing you in how to listen to those human conversations in a higher vibration of peace, of healing. And you could do to know. You will not be the same when you've mastered this technique of listening, seeing, feeling, transmuting, and operating in this higher state of consciousness all day, of balancing and monitoring all of your thought forms and your body's energies of how you feel and what you are receiving of restrictive energies in the body, and how the abdominal organs are feeling. You will begin to usher in the mastery of stillness of your light codes, and the light cords of electromagnetic frequencies will begin flowing through the brainwave patterns and oscillating throughout the heartbeats. Your own ears, eyes, and hands will begin showering light essences upon you as your heartbeat transmits and pulses new higher light consciousness frequencies through the brain, through the heart, through the lungs, through the endocrine, adrenals, lymphatic systems, blood systems. You all be feeling much lighter, being more empowered of the power of knowing and receiving knowledge at all times. Your heart will be the in-breath of breathing in and transmitting the light-coded frequencies throughout all systems of the body. It will be doing more work as a brain wave function than just a heartbeat pulping the blood through the body now. And you will come openly into awareness in all of your activities, not just from the mind-thinking activities. You will cease taking on the lowering fields of your old consciousness body that we have just magnified into the light frequencies by releasing the old programs, the old connective soul selves and hidden selves and shadow selves have all been washed and purified and healed, so that the abilities, virtues, and aspects of many timelines are in the higher consciousness fields, crystallizing each day now as you breathe in the higher light particles. you will be shifting into a new super consciousness of light. The old consciousness will become a superconscious waveform. And your heart will become a higher consciousness, receiving the multi-dimensions of species of light codes that you will be emanating in your outer body. For your aura will not be a collective consciousness of others' thought forms and activities of old waveforms and old patterns and old programs that are repetitive and holding you and housing you in the linear 3D realm, which is catapulting into the fifth dimension and beyond each day now. Each you to your crystalline heart will be shimmering of the light codes and the light seeds of your higher soul within it will begin amplifying throughout 2020. Ichu Kubadana, your own master soul that you are telepathically communicating in your super consciousness, will integrate into your matrix field that surrounds your body. And you will become a oneness vibration of this matrix field of your own light-coded master consciousness field. I am seeing these visions, and I am no longer interpreting my own matrix field. It is one within me now. It is integrations of a higher light-coded consciousness far beyond the 12th chakra above the head at one time. It is now housed an auric field as an ethereal grid system and an auric grid system become oneness of an outer body field of who I am. Now oscillating, integrating inside of me, I am one of a crystalline matrix being, fields of the multi-dimensions of light codes of consciousness that can speak today, transmit today, and amplify into all tomorrows while anchored into Gaia and anchored into the physical body of the human form. And so as you move through each day, you will be walking in a shimmering, crystalline outer field when you stay connected into your own oneness light codes. And there will be many, many masters monitoring, guiding, protecting, and projecting higher frequencies around you, so there are no longer interruptive waveforms, no longer battling lower vibrations. You will be covered in the diamond frequencies of many dimensions, so that while your inner body is integrating the outer body's fields, and your physical form is transforming and receiving the networks of grid systems of information, you will not be wobbled or derailed or moved out of synchronicities of your superconsciousness, of your higher soul and master soul, light mind. I am housing more and more vibrations each day on my own, and I am calibrating while integrating within my own inner mind, to the higher mind, to the infinite all source frequencies of light. It takes time. These adjustments take hours and days and weeks. It is obedience. It is focus. It is dedication to advancing into a higher form of your own humanness, to a crystallite being. And the masters that are here and now arriving to assist in the ascension of Gaia are spellbound, elated with the numbers of children on this planet who are evolving, advancing in such rapid order to be in the fifth dimension and beyond, to walk in spirit of their own master soul essence of light codes of consciousness. And so they are monitoring and guarding and guiding us on each eclipse, equinox, solstice, gateway, throughout the 2020s. It is only for you to begin your own technique of stillness and to vibrate into a higher body by continually monitoring your inner body feelings, thought forms, and releasing through the alignment of the light coded package of crystalline essences resting on your crown chakra, emanating within your heart when you breathe it in. It is for you to continually monitor and sweep and cleanse your aura body. Visualize a web of fields of thought forms in your outer body now. Those are other people's thought forms. The last person you spoke to, the last person you read email from, the last energy field you picked up on the internet, the last car that drove by is in your outer field. Your aura is a web of consciousness fields and needs to be cleared, cleansed, and purified a number of times each day, so that you can be receiving and building a crystalline grid system, a new matrix field of light codes in your entire aura. We cannot see the ethereal grid system, but we do know that it does house a higher connective consciousness to all civilizations. And when we bring the ethereal grid, a matrix of light, into the aura field, it will gently, through your direction, through your authorization of monitoring, guiding, clearing, will the master codes begin to consume and build a crystalline matrix field around you. Ichukobada, it will be your gown, your cape, your sphere of a crystalline light soul essence. No longer a web of low vibrations of an aura. There will be more teachings on this, children. There will be higher activations that will flow with the knowledge that you have received today. And it is time to say, the new year is upon us, to say in stillness, I love you. Those are the words you will say to your inner child, your inner body, your inner mind, each day, as you receive the sphere of the crown of light upon your head, of your master soul and its codes of consciousness. It loves you, it embraces you, and it awaits your direction to come home, to be in your heart with your inner child. We are stepping into new consciousness codes each day now. We are hearing new sacred languages spoken now, and we are tapping into new vibrations of light essences on all lunar activities. Be prepared to shift your consciousness. And every day that you wake up, breathe in the essence of the light codes around you. I receive all that you have for me today in love. I incept it into my heart and breathe it into my mind of the new light knowledge that will direct my day into abundance. These are the words you will say and be. Unto one another, there will be transmissions of light codes, and your telepathic frequencies of the mind will soon just be telepathy. Ichokovadna. These words that have been spoken and delivered today are from the Master's frequencies of love. Infuse now into your inner mind. Open the palm chakras to the realms and receive your power, your originating abilities of power. Fill your hands. Now place your hands on your heart and breathe in that power of light into your heart. Breathe it up into your inner mind. Breathe it into your inner mind's eyes and ears. You're fueling your body and mind of the soul light, essence of all that you are. All is in perfection, and all deities of light beings bathe you now and will walk in harmony, in peace, and in love throughout 2020. Have a blessed evening and a happy new year, 2020. Of light, codes of consciousness. So thank you for joining me today. And just wanted to say that as I am transforming and transfiguring into these higher grid systems each day, the next preparation from now until January 11th, when I will be online once more for the first lunar eclipse of the new year. And so we will gather in my hope of oneness across the planet again for that lunar eclipse, when we will honor the light code frequency into our inner mind so we can begin our passageway of telepathy throughout the year. So you can join me then and look through the IamInfiniteAll.com website. You'll note that I'm on a broadcast January 8th with Soul Talk Radio with Patty Malik. So I'm really looking forward to that. We are going to be working on an activation of understanding the aura and how to clear and keep clearing the aura. So I will be doing that teaching with Patty on the aura outer body field on January 8th. That will be on the broadcast section of the website. And Mastery School is opening up again January 5th, Stepping into Mastery, an online teaching, although I'll be teaching it in person here in the city. It will be open for those who wish to join the higher consciousness teachings that come in the moment. It's going to be very beautiful and very high invoking teachings and activations beginning January 5th. That's the first class Sunday, 1 to 3. So all the students that are following me and have been coming on board to the classroom physically will see you then. And all you new ones, you're welcome aboard. It's a master train, mastery training train. Anyways, okay, we have to have a little bit of fun because that allows the integration to come in. So we'll see you all in the next 3 gatherings. Have a happy, happy new year. And stay anchored in your body and stay anchored onto Gaia's body. It is done.